I'm Martanda. I'm coordinating the road service work. What else for me to tell you? I'm born in Oroville. I'm a half breed. Oroville roads, in the present circumstance,
yeah.
I personally really like the roads. Well, we've given the mason work to a contractor, no? So he's in charge of that. Mm-hmm. I've been working with him quite a bit now, so I know what he's doing and I know what to expect from him. So one day I can afford. Tomorrow it'll be a bit more tricky. I think we've got a great team, full of trust. We've got in there. I can feel confident. I tell them to do something, they do it. You see, I'm really happy with the work you've done. I get along well with them.
Yeah?
I manage to speak a bit of Tamil. I can somehow work out my work plan with them. I can communicate with them. At times I have difficulty when I have to explain specific details. But otherwise, I get along well with them. It's a super learning process for me. We have 6 workers, and one is a driver. My driver is really good. He's got such a good eye. Man. Yeah. He drives a tractor. He moves around soil for us. He moves us around in the morning. We have to get to one spot or another to work. Then we have a water tank. So he has to keep going up and down to Machmandi, which provides us water. We have a dimmer. It's a small dimmer which rams the earth. And then we have a parumbu. I don't know what you call that, a scratcher.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of the work we do is very dependent on the tractor. I like the roads very much. Yeah, this red color, this gravel and all that.
Good to raise it.
Ah, but then if you look at the population increase and all that, you have too much dust.
Yeah, that's it.
And then you have, in the rains, you have too much mud. After it rains, the roads become terrible, no? A lot of puddles form craters in the road and ripples and all that. So we have to fill that up so the road's more comfortable to ride on. I'm trying to find a solution for mud and dust. So if I can put paver blocks on the main roads at least, then that's better, no? To a certain extent. Aesthetically, I don't know, but at least I've found a solution for these two problems. A city is built around roads, actually. A road defines a city.
Yeah, but
and Oroville is one place where we haven't made roads before, unfortunately, because we haven't bought all the land.
Yeah, but still, the road should be good, no?
They should be good, it's true, but we've had a financial...
You're still experimenting, or are you doing something?
No, we'll always leave the door open for experimentation and tries and all that. But at some point, you have to bring a balance between trying out and accommodating the present situation, you see? We can't wait for the best roads to come in the future. We have to also say, okay, this is our present situation, deal with it. There's so much work to be done in Oroville at the road level. So when people complain to me, actually, or when I'm driving, I say, oh, this road is bad. So then I'll put my attention on that and I'll work out my work schedule according to that. There's so much work to be done. We have a situation where you have the planners and the dreamers and Roger Angers who have projected a future for Oroville with the mother, of course, and respecting her dream. But today we have to see what we actually have. We haven't bought all the lands for all the roads. We've got roads which zigzag all along because you'll have a nice road that goes according to plan and the land wouldn't have been bought, so we have to go around it. And so far we've been doing repairing and maintenance, just putting soil, removing soil.
Okay.
Well, if it's their own accident, it's true they make the roads more dangerous. But we're in such a small place, we're in a place where we could actually stop the person, or if I have a problem, that person going fast, I could talk to the person directly and say, look, you're going really fast and all that. You've totally dusted me out and I'm going slowly trying to respect the rules, not the rules, but other people who come behind me, you know, because we have a problem with dust. Why do you go so fast? You know, if there was a personal interaction and communication, I think we'd really get somewhere. Here we're just all carried away with our own lives. And I don't know, there's something that has to be worked out. It's not just controlling, police, punishing, practical. Because anyway, if you make better roads, people go faster. So at some point, you have to have that willpower, that sense that common sense, actually. We're lacking common sense.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're so wound up by present-day life, which is money, money. Everything has to be done in a particular date, you know. But if we went a bit, if we slow down our lives a bit, I think we'll be more relevant. And that's just, it's subjective, that's what I think. Let me do my thing. I mean, do your thing. Let me do my thing. Move that thing, mommy. Move that thing. Come on. Move that thing, mommy. Move that thing. So do your thing. Let me do my thing. Yo, dude, keep talking about the ice and all the shine to it. That's the white goat frost with a real fine cubic. I tend to keep the previous people in touch also, because they can tell me a lot of things. Get it? Don't think about it. The game is bad, play all. Ain't it bad, play all?
Don't worry, Joey, you change it back, play all. Might have heard me spitting with Kane. It's bad. Are you doing the roads according to the Orwell's plan?
Like I told you, most of the roads, a lot has been bought, but lots have not been bought, so they're not according to the plan. But they're trying to get close to the plan. See what I mean? Like now we just bought a piece of land, so we've connected Arca to Solar Kitchen, which comes all the way through center field, and you come out of Savitri Bhavan. Yeah, so see, that's the plan.
I just heard that they're gonna soon make the one of the rings, actually.
The ring road, yeah.
Yeah. So, what are the problems there?
Oroville is not a flat piece of ground. Look at the march, it's total, it has totally different elevations. Yeah, so you have different elevations and the gradient is different everywhere. So that's one thing you have to see. Other thing you have to see, what type of roads they are. Can you accommodate certain traffic? I'm not sure, I'm swerving off from the subject. What are the problems? Okay, another problem is that you have Orvillians on that piece of land. So there you have a problem. Yeah, so there are certain problems. Economically, we don't have enough money till now to make all the roads. We have people on the roads who I don't know if they intentionally did it, but they're exactly on the road according to the plan of Roger Angers. We're doing a cycle path from Town Hall, which follows the green corridor around the lake, goes to Solar Kitchen, around Vikas, Creativity, and then Sharanga.
Is it part of the...
So imagine you can cut right through now to go to Town Hall and bicycle. So that's like a big deal, and people feel also, oh wow, Town Hall is just there actually. And this is really cool.
Is that also part of Orwell's plan, or...
Yeah.
So it will stay for like a long time.
What, the green corridor, no?
Yeah, the road that you're talking about.
Yeah. No, that's part of the plan.
What about the roads in Greenbelt?
The Greenbelters personally don't want to encourage good roads. Because if you have good roads, all kinds of traffic comes. So if they keep the roads bad there, then less traffic will come that way.
Good
That's
point.
their attitude.
I think that Martanda is doing a great job. And we find he's particularly active. And I think he's trying new techniques, this
the
paving, and it's good. I think it's good.
Okay, what do you think about the dust all around Orwell?
I think the dust is quite terrible, and I'm sure it's not healthy at all. And if roads could be paved, if people could avoid to drive cars or to drive fast when they use motorbike, that would be a big help. But I think there is a work of, people should be more, made more aware about the problem, about what can be done. Something can be done altogether.
You know, we're a bit spoiled. We want to have smooth roads and comfortable, and we all drive fast. Nobody wants to respect the fact that the slower you go, the more comfortable it is and the less dust we have. And if people could just simply look in the rear mirror, and if someone is behind them and they see that there's too much dust, slow down. Say, look, there's someone behind you, slow down. I mean, of course, if there's nobody behind you, then you can rip as fast as you want. Okay, yeah. I know people are in a hurry or sometimes you're late for a meeting and all that. Just simple things like that. We don't, you know, if you think of the other. And for me, that I leave that up to each one's sadhana. The roads create movement. And in this movement, you get an understanding of the city. So if we could get the main roads done, like the ring road and a few arteries to get access to everywhere in Oroville, for me, that would be very happy.